Welcome back. This is Mitch McAllister of Notes from the Underground, April 4th, 2005.
Oh,
Okay, that was TV on the Radio with Dreams. That's track number three from their 2003 release Desperate Youth and Bloodthirsty Babes from Touch and Go Records. I actually pulled this track off of epitonic.com, which is a great website if you haven't been there. It's a great place to get free and legal downloads. The artists and the labels put tracks up there that they want you to listen to, which I think is really the way to go. A band can put on their website, or you know, on a site like Epitonic, they can put two or three songs. They don't even necessarily have to be on their main release, but that way somebody like me can podcast, can you know, take that music and give it to and broadcast it to other people, send it to other people, put it on their websites, whatever. And I think that's really the key to marketing your band, sort of, you know, in this new distribution model. And I actually have some information from another blog that I want to share with you about the quote-unquote future of music and what it might potentially hold for us. So I'll share that a little bit later. But back to that TV on the Radio track. Did you hear Peter Gabriel in there at all? Maybe from some of his earlier releases, post-Genesis era Peter Gabriel. Well, I guess all of Peter Gabriel is post-Genesis, but just right after it. The soundscapes and the atmospheres really remind me of that, some of that early stuff. So also, if you get a chance, you get out there and you can find the CD, check out Bomb Yourself, which is track 8. I really like that groove. It's sort of it's a little bit more bluesy than this song you just heard, but it's still very good. So anyways, here we go with some more music. This is Secret Machines.
Bye.
All right, Secret Machines with Nowhere Again. That was off their February 2004 release. Now here is Nowhere. Track number four. What's interesting, and the reason that I wanted to play this track in particular, well, not this track, but this band in particular, because you might be kind of surprised to be, you know, this band's on all over the radio, and they're a little more prominent than some of the bands have been playing on this show. But what I thought was interesting, and the reason that I wanted to play them, was because Warner Reprise Records, that they started selling the album online months before its actual street date, which I think is very interesting. Just the idea that the record label, at least Warner in this case, is hip to the fact that we want music online. We don't, you know, some people, obviously, they like, you know, to bring home a record or a CD or something like that to hold and to take a look at. But nevertheless, I think that they're still trying to hang on to this idea that it's the CD, the packaging itself, which we're buying, and it's not. We want to get a hold of the music. That's what this, you know, that's why there's all this file sharing and this P2P business going on, because people want the music. You know, having a great track, cool looking kind of track list, and some cover art is a definite bonus. And in some cases, that's what the band's all about. So, you know, of course it's the whole package, but I think for a lot of the music that's out there, you know, we just want to get a hold of it. We want to get a hold of it so we can listen to it. There's a cool blog actually that I've stumbled across just this week. It's called New Media Musings, and it's written by this guy, J.D. Lassica. And he's basically, the tagline of the blog is charting the rise of open, democratic, grassroots media. And he's sort of all about this, the whole notion that the music is for us, it's by us, and it should be there available for us to manipulate and rework and pass around, so that it can be better than anything would be all by itself. Sort of the concept that the parts are greater than the whole somehow. So I'm into that whole idea. I think that's what Craig from Craigslist was all about, and I think that's what's going on here. And we need to start paying, you know, the major record labels in particular need to start paying attention to that, because if they don't, they're going to get left behind. And J.D. Lassica, today's blog, for example, I found there's a really interesting quote. It says right there on the first page, the most interesting thing about citizens media, of course, is that you never know what we're going to produce. What's apparent is that people want to take part in media, and to take it apart, to remix it, to annotate it, to recirculate it, reclaim their place in the ancient craft of storytelling. They want to turn media into a circle instead of an arrow. I think that's a very poignant point that he's making. He's saying that we want to be able to keep media malleable and not have it just be we as a consumer don't want to just be sitting at the end of the pipe, letting it just all rush over us. We want to take part. We want to, as he says, turn media into a circle, like a merry-go-round. It goes up and down and around a circle. It's all good things. So anyways, That was today's blog entry. And then he also did something that I think is even, you know, more closely tied to what I'm trying to get at here in this in my show. And I think what I think a lot of people are getting at with blogging and the internet and podcasting and all that. He actually references a podcast from IT Conversations. Their March 8th blog entry from IT Conversations. And I don't know if you've heard that or been listening to that, the Gilmore Gang and some of the, you know, they cover anything from podcasting to the newest and best in computer hardware and the like. In this particular episode, though, they did the host Dave Slusher. He did an interview with the author Dave Cusack and Gerard Leonard. The book is titled "The Future of Music: A Manifesto for the Digital Music Revolution." And in the interview, they go in to explain sort of what they see is going to happen to, I mean, basically we're in a situation right now where the incumbents, as they put it, the major record labels, Warner, as I mentioned, and Capitol and Universal and Sony, they're facing a tremendous burden to hang on to this distribution model. And I think it was Dave, actually, the host, that likened it to the railroad industry, the early days of the railroad industry, or the late days of the railroad industry, where they were sort of caught up in the notion that they were in the business of transporting trains rather than moving stuff around, people and coal and whatever else, which is actually what they were. And if they had stuck to that notion that it was the contents and not the method that they were in the business of, they may have, you know, been able to hang on, but instead cars came around. And I think that the record labels are faced with that same dilemma. If they can stay focused on the music, the song, even not even the artist, because I think sometimes the artist even gets kind of caught up in the whole packaging situation. But if they can stay focused on the song and the music, then they may be able to hang on to it. But I think a lot of us out there, you know, we're Americans. We love the underdog winning. And we like to see the consumer kind of taking back some control over this music scene. So I think that's why a lot of people are, you know, out there trading music on P2P. But I personally find that kind of negative, and I want to be part of the future where we're all legally trading music. And I think it starts with playing by the rules that we've got here, so we can kind of see what we can work with and then try and change the rules. If a band decides to put one of their songs or a label allows a band to put their songs on the internet to freely distribute, and that band becomes successful, then we really can prove that this whole notion that exposure is really what drives the sales and not the record label maintaining control over it. But until we start to, you know, start to support those bands which are putting themselves out there, which is what I'm doing, and Fun Time Ben too. I don't know if you're listening to his show, but he's doing the same thing. And I got, you know, he kind of inspired some of where I'm coming from here, along with, you know, a host of other people. But that's good. That's a good thing, you know, where we're getting music from the artist and they want it. So anyways, enough rambling about that. So check it out. Go to newmediamusings.com if you're interested in that kind of thing, or if you want to find out more from that, I'll post some stuff in the show notes there. So now, enough chit-chat. I'd like to get onto some more music. So here we are with Pine Martin. The song's called Specialized BB Gun.
Someone says your name. This is what I say.
Pine Martin, Specialized BB Gun. That's track number 2 off their album Beautiful Stakes and Power Phones. Beautiful Stakes and Power Poles. I found out about these guys actually at a show at the Echo here in Los Angeles. And, they weren't at the show. I actually haven't seen them, but... Silver Sun Pickups was the band playing, which I happen to love. And they're part of this collective. It's like a record label collective called The Ship. And I believe they're tied to a couple other bands that I like. Pine Martin and Early Mart and a couple others. Anyways, so they're part of this collective. And I think it has something to do with Granddaddy as well. Maybe that they're using the same studio or I'm not really sure. But anyways, all the bands that are part of this collective have a similar kind of sound. And I really like it. See, this album from Pine Martin is being also being distributed by Wild Hotels of the Sea. That's another label type organization, and that came out in March of 2003. So it's been a while, been around a while, doing the independent thing, and they're slowly picking up listeners here and there. So if you like it, go check it out. You can go to theship.com to download. They have 4 or 5 MP3s there, along with some other bands that are like them, and I think you'll enjoy it. So let's see here. I got one more tune, and then I'm gonna say goodbye to you guys. I'm gonna take off. I'm going off to New Orleans for a bachelor party this week. So that should be some good times. I'm getting to that age where my friends are starting to get married. It's kind of scary. Anyway, so we got one last tune here. This is from a band called American Football, which I heard about a long time ago when this quote-unquote emo phenomenon was getting started. And while I wouldn't necessarily characterize these guys as emo, they just released a new CD from a self-titled CD called American Football. That was out in November 2004. So check out this track, Honestly. Ah, cool. All right. So that was American football. I just realized that I didn't tell you guys last week there were a couple great releases there. Beck with Güero. That's an Interscope release. So Beck's got a new album out there. Stereophonics have an album. Language, Sex, Violence, Other. V2 as the label there. And The Bravery, that's a new band, and they are picking up steam rather quickly. So I was thinking about trying to maybe play one of their tracks, but they may be too popular already. You know, it's funny, I was going to play Hot Hot Heat tonight too, and then I saw on MTV, it was just packed. MTV was just loaded with Hot Hot Heat propaganda. So I decided they already have plenty of promotion going on. So I probably shouldn't even mention them, right? Except, you know, maybe I can call them sellouts or something, and then I'm, like, cool and edgy, right? Anyways, so that was last week. This week is... okay, I take that back. I'm not cool and I'm not edgy, but I did call Hot Hot Heat sellouts, so you heard it here first, people. Okay, anyways, so let's see. We got tomorrow some more releases. Damon Gerardo, On My Way to Absence, secretly Canadian release. Fisher Spooner has a new album out called Odyssey, which I'm really psyched to check out. I heard one track off there. And we weren't able to, I said, I think last week, actually, I mentioned Fisher Spooner. And I looked on their website, and they didn't have anything for me to download. There may be, you know, I still have some scouring to do because I really want to play them. But if they're not going to make it available, then I'm just not going to do it. Here we go. Hot Hot Heat. They're releasing a CD, Elevator, tomorrow. That's on Warner Brothers. Magnolia Electric Company, What Comes After the Blues is the name of the album. What Comes After the Blues. That's also another secretly Canadian release. And let's see, the album Leaf. And the album title, album Leaf is the name of the band. The title is Seal Beach, and that's a Better Looking Records. So I wanted to tell you guys about this week's releases. I want to start doing that every time so that you can have sort of a, if you're listening to this, you've probably already got your finger on the dial, but I just figured I'd, just to remind you, you know, it's easy to forget who's coming out with what. So there it is. Tuesdays, new releases. And I'm going to tell you every week. And so that wraps it up for this week's edition of Notes from the Underground. Mitch McAllister signing off.